Homily for Monday, April 1st, 2024. This is Monday after Easter Sunday, so I wish each and every one of you a very blessed and holy and happy Easter. This is the homily I gave on Easter Sunday morning at 7:30. Easter truly is our feast of all feasts. Easter proclaims Jesus is Lord. He's been raised. He lives now. This morning, we come together to commit to what God's power can do. God can take what's become lifeless and raise it to new life. Jesus, once dead, was raised to new life by God. And that new life he now brings to us. So we call him Lord. The Lord of our lives. But we must give an accounting of what we proclaim. It makes a big difference whether we think of someone as alive or dead. If dead, then their deeds are done. Their words are complete. They speak nothing new. We can always learn more about them, but never learn more from them. But Easter proclaims Jesus lives. His deeds continue. He does new things among us. His words continue. He speaks new words, new meanings into our lives. And his power continues. He changes us. How can this be? In his letter to the Colossians, Paul gives an accounting of what it means to say, Jesus is risen, Jesus is Lord. He tells us, when Christ, your life, appears, then you will see yourselves appearing with him in glory. Easter faith has everything to do with seeing the risen Lord Jesus. And Paul is telling us, it's seeing Christ appearing as our life, seeing Christ appearing, taking shape in our life, seeing Christ and ourselves somehow joined together, involves us in down-to-earth daily resurrection. Jesus appears in his life when we make him our way, our truth, and our life. When we love as Jesus loves, then he is appearing in our lives. When Jesus, the humble foot-washing servant, becomes truly our Lord, shaping the details of our lifestyle, then Christ is appearing in our lives. It's as Paul says in his letter to the Colossians, the mystery of Christ in you. To proclaim Jesus as your risen Lord is to proclaim he lives. He's the living one in me. The Jesuit poet Jared Manley Hopkins has a wonderful way of capturing Paul's Christ in you. He writes, "The just man justices, acts in God's eyes what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places through the features of men's faces. Easter proclaims God's gracious gift to us of his own eternal life. It's the same kind of life we see in Jesus, living a life whose goal is simply to give itself away, to expend itself for others, to love as we see Jesus loving. And these are daily events. Resurrection and eternal life happen in the very stuff of daily life when we try to love families, friends, and yes, also and especially when we try to love enemies. Then Christ is appearing in our life and as our life. To borrow again from Hopkins' rich poetry, then Christ is Eastering in us. So let us live in God's eye, who we are in God's eye, Christ. He is risen. He is risen in us.